Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, welcome to the drama title, A True Democracy is Built on the Backbone of Justice, produced by Flomo Theatre Incorporated with support from the Center for Justice and Accountability, CJA, a United States-based international human rights legal organization.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice.
My people, your hello. My name is Jebe, and my friend name is C, a survivor of the Lutheran Church massacre.
Today, we want to call on all Liberians inside Liberia and those living in other countries to join us memorializing July 29, 1990.
But we will start by rubbing more small on what happened on July 29, 1990 for the benefit of those who were small or may have forgotten. Brother Zay, the matter reached you.
Yes, the Lutheran Church massacre happened on July 29, 1990. When soldiers using guns, cutlasses, and knives went to the St. Peter's Lutheran Church and killed about 600 innocent men, women, and children who were at the Lutheran Church in Monrovia looking for ways to live because war was fighting in Liberia. I was there.
Amen.
I was there. I saw my children being killed.
Brother Zay, I'm sorry. Please take courage.
Okay.
Please, stop the crying.
Okay.
Now, my people, I continue. These 600 men, women, and children were seeking refuge at the St. Peter Lutheran Church in Monrovia because that was the place the Red Cross people show for people to stay for help. For them not to be touched by any fighter.
I'm sorry for openly crying. But the picture of the bad memory came to me when I was talking. Now, I want everyone to know that a true democracy is built on the backbone of justice.
You are right. But in Liberia, plenty bad things happen during our wars.
Yes, sir.
But no one has been grabbed for the Lutheran Church massacre.
However, the Center for Justice and Accountability, CJA, a U.S.-based international human rights legal organization, is working hand-in-hand with the Global Justice Research Project in Liberia and its Geneva-based sister organization, Civitas Maxima, has put a case before a United States court against the commander they say was in front of the attack at the Lutheran Church of Monrovia.
It not stop there, my people.
Yeah.
Look, plenty of Liberian civil society groups with helping him by the Liberian Council of Churches, the Liberians living in other countries, both people say diaspora groups and international NGOs are asking this government to go behind those responsible for the bad crimes they did in Liberia by sending them to court.
Yeah. Let me name some of the Liberians who have already been grabbed for the bad things they did. Mohamed Jabate, USA, aka Jungle Jabba, April 2018. Sentenced to 30 years in prison for immigration fraud.
Thomas Woyu,
yeah.
USA, June 2018. Found guilty on 11 of 16 counts,
yes,
of immigration fraud, sentenced in October 2018. Aliyu Kosha, Switzerland, decision is expected in 2018 on whether to send him to trial.
Agnes Taylor, UK, a trial is expected to be scheduled for late 2018.
Liberian war crimes trials around the world. Martina Johnson, Belgium. Decision will be made in 2018 on whether to send her to trial. Liberians are demanding a war crimes court.
Yes, they are. And I'm asking all clergymen to observe July 29, 2018 as a memorial day in honor of the Lutheran Church massacre.
Liberians, let's pray for justice and accountability for war crimes in Liberia.
This project is implemented by Flomo Theater Incorporated with support from the Center for Justice and Accountability, CJA, a United States-based international human rights legal organization. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.